All right, everyone, ready to dive in. Today, it's all about your heart. We're talking ischemic heart disease, IHD. We're going to break down this medical revision guide, make it fun, you know, interesting. It's from Health Service Navigator. And trust me, this isn't that like boring medical stuff. It's good stuff.
Definitely. It's a condition that affects so many people, millions. So got to understand it, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And they actually call IHD a plumbing problem, which... honestly, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, think about the pipes in your house.
Right.
Clogged pipes, water doesn't flow. Same with your heart. Narrowed or blocked arteries, less blood flow, bad news.
Exactly. And it's a big deal. The guide says IHD causes 16% of deaths worldwide.
16%? Oh, wow. That's a lot of people.
Curious global health thing, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, and before we forget, the guide mentions IHD and coronary artery disease, CAD. They're basically the same, just so you know.
Right. Interchangeable. Now, the risk factors, I know. Sometimes this part's a little...
yeah, like boring, right?
Yeah, but this guide's good. Breaks it down easy, what you can change, what you can't.
Okay, so what are we looking at here? What puts you at risk?
So some things you can't change, like how old you are. Older you get, higher the risk, usually. Men, higher risk earlier. Women, it's after. Menopause, that kind of thing. And then... there's family history.
Right. Like if your parents or siblings had heart problems early on.
Exactly.
So it runs in your family, you might think, well, I'm doomed. But that's where the things you can change come in, right?
Exactly. That's the good news. Even with family history, you can do a lot. Like high blood pressure, smoking, got to quit that, diabetes, all that.
Right. Cholesterol, weight, all those things we hear about.
Yeah. Diet, how much you're moving, alcohol.
So even if your genes aren't great, you can still make a difference. Love that.
Exactly. And the great thing is these things, they help with other stuff too, not just your heart.
Yeah. It's like a win-win. Okay. So what actually causes this plumbing problem anyway? The guide mentions atherosclerosis, which sounds kind of scary.
Yeah. Big word, but it's basically, remember the clogged pipes?
Oh, right.
It's like gunk building up inside your arteries, fats, cholesterol, all that. Over time, your arteries narrow, blood flow gets tougher.
So it's like slowly clogging up. Less and less space for the blood to flow.
Mm-hmm.
Not good. Is that what causes heart attacks?
Could be. But there are other causes too, not as common, like coronary artery spasm.
Coronary artery spasm. Okay, now I'm really interested. What is that?
So your arteries, they suddenly tighten up and that reduces blood flow to your heart temporarily. Causes chest pain, like angina, even if you don't have major blockages.
So you might not even have a blockage and still have problems. That's wild. What would even cause that?
It's kind of a mystery sometimes. Could be stress, smoking, cold weather even. Sometimes medications can trigger it.
Wow. Makes you think. You know, you think about heart health. It seems simple, but it's actually really complex. Speaking of complex, let's talk symptoms. Turns out it's not always as obvious as you might think, right? I feel like most people, when they think heart attack, they think like someone clutching their chest, you know. Super dramatic.
Yeah, it's like the classic image, right?
Exactly.
The guide says angina pain. It usually feels like pressure, tightness, squeezing, that kind of thing.
Intense.
Yeah.
And that's all because of the reduced blood flow we talked about.
Right. It's your heart saying, hey, not getting enough oxygen here. And it usually happens when you're doing something like going upstairs, working out, or even just, you know, stress, cold weather.
So if you're shoveling snow and suddenly you feel that pressure, that's... like a sign to stop, right?
Absolutely. Don't mess around with that. Rest, see a doctor, especially if it's, you know, a new pain, feels different or worse than usual.
Yeah. Chest pain, definitely a red flag. What about other symptoms, though? Are there like sneakier signs that people might miss?
Oh, yeah, for sure. The guide mentions things like shortness of breath, especially when you're active and just feeling more tired, weaker. Easy to ignore those, but could be your heart working too hard.
Wow. So even just feeling extra tired could be something to watch out for.
Exactly. Important to pay attention to your body. Talk to your doctor if something's off. Early detection is key with heart stuff.
Speaking of early detection, the guide talks about diagnosis. It's not just a simple blood test, right?
It's more than that. It's like a whole picture. You know, they look at your history, your symptoms, any risks, family history, all that.
So your doctor really needs to, like... listen and understand your situation.
Big time. Based on that and like a physical exam, they'll figure out what tests you need.
Okay, so what tests are we talking about here?
Well, there's the EKG, that's the electrocardiogram, measures your heart's electrical activity, shows if you're not getting enough blood flow or if you've had a heart attack before.
So it's like checking your heart's rhythm.
Yeah, kinda. And then blood tests, of course. Cholesterol is important, but they also look for other things like troponin.
Troponin. Yeah, I've heard of that. What's that again?
So when your heart muscle gets hurt, it releases troponin. If your levels are high, it could mean heart attack or other damage.
Okay, so it's like a signal that something's wrong.
Exactly, like a little clue for the doctors. The guide also mentions coronary angiography. They call it the gold standard.
Gold-centered. That sounds serious.
It's the most accurate way to see what's happening inside your arteries.
Wow, so how do they do that?
They use a catheter. It's like a thin tube. They put it in an artery, usually in your groin or arm.
Okay.
They thread it up to your heart, then inject a dye that helps them see the arteries on an X-ray.
So they can actually see inside. That's incredible. And a little freaky, honestly.
It's pretty high tech, but
Yeah.
yeah, it's invasive, so they don't always do it right away. Usually, if other tests show blockages or if your symptoms are really bad, there are other ways too, like CT scans, MRI, those are less invasive.
So many options now. It's amazing what they can do. But once they know what's going on, what can they actually do about it? What's the treatment like?
All right, so the guide breaks it down into three main things: lifestyle changes, medications, and then if those aren't enough, more serious procedures.
Okay, so first up, lifestyle changes. What are we talking about here?
The big ones: quitting smoking, super important. Healthy diet, lots of fruits, veggies, whole grains, all that. And exercise, of course.
Right, the classics.
Yeah, but they make a difference. They also talk about stress management because stress is a killer, literally.
Stress is the worst. Okay, so lifestyle changes are key, but sometimes you need a little extra help, right? Enter medications.
Exactly. They have a ton of different medications now. Each one works a little differently to improve blood flow, help your heart function better.
Give us the rundown. What are they using?
Okay, so there's antiplatelet drugs like aspirin. They prevent blood clots, which is important if you're at risk for heart attack or stroke.
So, like keeping things running smoothly.
Exactly. Then you've got statins. They lower your cholesterol, specifically the bad cholesterol, the kind that clogs your arteries.
Statins, yeah, those are popular.
They work really well. But like all medications, there can be side effects. So it's a conversation with your doctor to find the right fit.
Always, always talk to your doctor, everybody. Okay, what else?
Beta blockers are another one. They basically slow down your heart rate, lower blood pressure, give your heart a break.
Ah, like a little vacation for your heart.
Right. And there are ACE inhibitors, ARBs. Those help with blood pressure too, but they also protect your heart. Oh, and then there's nitroglycerin.
Nitroglycerin, I've heard of that.
It's good for quick relief from angina pain. It relaxes your blood vessels, lets more blood flow to your heart.
Wow, so many different medications. It's amazing how they can manage it these days. But sometimes I guess even medication isn't enough.
Right. If the blockages are really bad or the medications aren't working, they might have to do something more invasive.
Oh.
Yeah. One common one is angioplasty, where they use a balloon to open up the narrowed artery.
Angioplasty, right.
They also often put in a stent. It's like a little tube that helps keep the artery open.
So they prop it open.
Exactly. And then there's bypass surgery, that's open heart.
That sounds serious.
It is major surgery, yeah, but it can be life-saving if your arteries are really blocked. They take a healthy blood vessel from somewhere else in your body and use it to bypass the blockage.
So the blood has a detour.
Exactly.
Wow. Medical science is amazing. But I'm sure even the best surgeons would say prevention is key, right?
Absolutely. The guide's all about that too. They have a whole section on prevention.
Okay, so let's end on that note. What can people do to prevent IHD in the first place?
Well, the good news is a lot of it is preventable. It goes back to those lifestyle changes we talked about.
Right. Eating healthy, staying active, not smoking, managing stress. Those are all important for prevention, not just treatment.
Exactly. And the guide stresses regular checkups too, especially if you're high risk. Get your blood pressure checked, cholesterol, all that. Early detection is so important.
It's so true. Got to stay ahead of it. So we've covered a ton about IHD today, but before we wrap up, want to leave you with something to think about.
Yeah.
What really stuck with you today? What's one tiny change you could make, like starting today, for your heart? Maybe skipping that extra dessert, taking a walk, finally scheduling that doctor's appointment, you know?
Love it. It's all about action, right? Little steps make a big difference.
Absolutely. And hey, if you're feeling inspired and want to learn more, check out MyHSN. They've got all those medical revision notes, super helpful. That's it for our deep dive today, everyone. Stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, stay heart healthy.